Good afternoon. I'm talking about the barriers that girls have in Guatemala City to achieve a healthy weight. I have no relationship to disclosure. Guatemala is a small Central American country located south from Mexico. In Guatemala, about 30% of adolescents between 13 and 15 years old are either overweight or obese in both public and private schools. This percentage changed a little bit when we are talking about girls, being girls in low socioeconomic status, the more affected by this, like is usual in previous research. Also, girls have to deal with a series of complex gender norms and stereotypes attributed to gender, like in many other countries. For example, a series of feminine ideals that obstruct relationships with girls and physical activity, also that attribute more sedentary behaviors to girls. And it's also known that appearance is usually more important for girls. Also, girls have to deal with a series of social influences in institutions and environments. For example, the one that attribute public spaces, especially to boys and to men. And also, when overweight, adolescents tend to underestimate their own overweight, or sometimes overestimated engaging in unhealthy weight control behaviors. Also, when asked about what a healthy body weight is, they tend to provide inaccurate information. Therefore, we want to examine adolescent girls' perceptions of a healthy body weight and the barriers to achieving it in a school environment in Guatemala City. In order to do that, we conduct 4 focus groups with adolescents in 4 secondary schools, 2 public and 2 private in Guatemala City. We use the type of school as a surrogate for SES, using public for low and private for high SES. It is usual that in Guatemala, public schools are attended by adolescents and kids from low socioeconomic status. As you can see, this is an example of a private and one of the private and one of the public schools that I visit. And as you can see, the private school is nicer and it is usually like that, right? We recruit girls from 13 to 15 years old using purposeful sampling. We choose this age because at this age, girls can judge the quality of their diets and the physical activity they practice. Also, because at this age, girls are passing through or have passed through menarche, and even though menstruation is a natural process, it is commonly linked with a series of misconceptions and malpractices. We want to recruit a girl for each focus group. We construct a focus group guide that consisted in 14 open-ended questions and activities, being the first one a homework where girls have to bring to the focus group a clipping of a healthy-looking woman. And every focus group should last a maximum of 90 minutes. The focus group guide treated 3 main topics, being perceptions of health and healthy body weight. The second one, how to achieve or maintain a healthy body weight. And the third one, barriers and motivators in the school environment. I put in this slide an example question of each of the topics. Also, girls have to do a series of activities during the focus group. The first one was writing down the top 3 things that contribute to a good health, and they have to work 2 worksheets. In the first one, they have to mark the healthiest body weight from a scale, and in the second one, using the same scale, girls have to mark the body weight they desire. For these worksheets, we use the Collins scale that is a pictorial body weight scale that portrays normal weight between the third and the fourth image. 28 girls participated in our study, 12 from public and 16 from private schools with a mean age of 14 years old. And focus group lasted an average of 66 minutes. The first activity girls have to do was bring a clipping of a healthy looking woman. And those are examples of one of the clippings girls gave to me. Most of them portrayed healthy looking young women in their 20s, in using sport clothing, showing eating apples or some kind of fruit, drinking water, doing exercises, and in both public and private settings were very similar. Also about the worksheet results, most girls choose image number 4 as the healthiest one and as their desired one. Girls that do not choose image number 4 choose image number 3. But girls in private settings choose image number were more likely to choose a slightly thinner image as their desired one. In the first topic, perceptions of health and healthy body weight, I asked the girls to describe me their healthiest friend. And this is a quote example from one of the girls. I would describe her as healthy because she exercises and has good physical health. She is healthy and doesn't eat a lot of junk food. This is another example of the clippings that girls brought to me. When we discussed about the ways to achieve or maintain a healthy body weight, one of the girls told me, I'm not saying that it's wrong to eat pizza and junk food. It's just that you have to exercise as much as you eat. Girls talk about three main topics, having a balanced diet and practicing physical activity, and having a balance between their food intake and the physical activity they practice. They also mention a series of unhealthy weight control behaviors like anorexia and bulimia, and they said that they do not practice them, and they receive this information from their moms. Also, girls show some amount of nutritional education, and by nutritional education, I mean that girls can explain me what is a nutrient, what amount of each nutrient they have to eat each day, and which food contains each nutrient. And the main topic of our study, the barriers to achieve a healthy body weight, one of the girls told me, there are teachers that play with the boys. There are teachers that are like, come on guys, let's play, and play soccer with them. The thing that most bothered the girls was that sports and physical activity is usually prioritized for boys over girls. They say that teachers allow the best sport facilities for boys rather than girls, and also that they motivate more the boys than the girls to practice physical activity. Girls also mention lack of healthy food options in their schools. About the difference between school types, we look for unprompted answer and obtain that girls in private schools said that their schools have good sport facilities, and that girl in public school said that their uniform is a barrier. As you can see, girls in private school can wear both skirts and pants if they prefer, but girls in public schools can just wear skirts. We conclude that there is an adequate perception of healthy and desired body weight in the girls in our sample, and also that the perceptions of health and the body weight they desire do not differ between girls from high and low socioeconomic status. Also, that the barriers for girls to achieve a healthy weight are environmental rather than educational, and that it's necessary to promote physical activity for girls and ensure adequate sport facilities in public schools, and to allow the best facilities also for girls to practice physical activity. Thank you very much. I want to thank you, my colleagues. Yeah. Thank you very much.